No. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this year have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I really don't know how to describe it. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Greetings, greetings, and cheers. This is the Map Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting to my right, a mere few hundred miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Can you speak up a little?
No.
Hola, bitches. And hola to all the people who were in the chat room who just up and left when I said we're live.
I know. It was so crowded. It was nice. It was actually like sitting around a crowded Thanksgiving dinner table for a minute.
It was. Yeah, I hope they enjoyed their, 3 minutes of silence, and then when I said, okay, we're live, they, left. That was probably the best part of the show for them, was when they heard nothing.
Yeah. So how's things going down in... Yeah, I'm sure they will. How's things down in Redneckville this morning, J-Man?
Outstanding. It's cool, beautiful fall day.
Yeah,
we're all getting ready for the big all the big events tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving and preparing for family and friends and football and all the things that make life in this great country so wonderful.
Exactly. So you got your bird thawing out in the fridge, I hear.
Put him in there, or her, or it, in there Monday night before I went to bed, 9 1/4 pound turkey breast. That's a good size one.
That is.
It's a good size. And I tell you, funny story, when I went to the store, and I've never done this stuff before. Now I go to the store, we're going to get turkey breast. I was I'm the only one who likes dark meat. In fact, I prefer dark meat. Anyone who's listened to the show knows that I'm not a big fan of white women. I mean, So anyway, I go to the store and I'm looking through there, and you got the butterball turkey breast, and I was looking for about 8 pounder, and the smallest they had was about 8.7. So I just grab it, and I go up there, and this is at Walmart, and I get it, and I get home, and I look at it, and it's not a turkey breast. It's a turkey, a whole turkey. Somebody had tossed a small turkey in with all the turkey breasts in that little thing there. So
109 pounds, that is a pretty damn small turkey.
Yep, I know. And I don't want to be that's Jerry Sandusky territory right there.
Yeah, that's Cornish hen turkey territory.
Yeah, so I take it back to Walmart, and they allow me to exchange it. But they said that they can't put the turkey back out there. And I'm like, but it's, still in the whole packaging. They said, it doesn't matter. They said, but it's okay. We're going to send it down to the senior center. So somebody at the senior center is going to get some very young, tasty, juicy turkey. Thanks to me.
That is nice. That's very good.
And then I went, dug through there looking at turkey breasts, and actually that was the 9.2 pounder was the smallest one I could find.
Yeah.
If you can believe that. It's been a big year for turkeys.
Yes.
Turkeys now, have just gotten so, much like baseball players, turkeys have gotten huge over the years.
Yes, they have. And it's funny, too, not saying they're on steroids or anything, but I hear while the turkeys have gotten bigger, their giblets have gotten smaller. Just saying.
Very odd, isn't it? Yes,
yes it is.
So I guess you've got your Kroger special turkey.
Yeah, no, she actually brought it. The Schmoopster bought a brand name. Went with honeysuckle this year. 7.6-pound bone-in turkey breast.
Well, that's not too much smaller than ours, and ours is a honeysuckle. They didn't have any butterball that I liked. I pick them up and kind of hold them next to my ear, listen to them, kind of get a little vibe off of them.
Exactly.
You can't just grab a turkey and go. You've got to,
You have to sense
put out a little effort there. That's right. And I welcome. More and more guests have wandered in and out and in and out. Just people.
Hey, we're like a revolving door at Macy's on Black Friday today in the chat room.
I know it. Yeah, there's Dana Lou in there. So howdy do to Dana Lou. And there go a couple more guests wandering out.
Yeah.
Even more. My goodness. Is it something I said? Is it the sound of my voice?
No, it's probably the sound of my voice, Jay.
Yeah, they're probably like, well, let's see. It sounds like some guy with a bad redneck accent and a little old lady who's been smoking for 52 years.
Yeah.
You sound like the woman who owned the apartments I lived in when I went to college, Mrs. Edens. She sounded a lot like Rita. Remember Rita Crosby
from
D.C.?
Yeah.
During commercial breaks, she was like putting back, just sucking away on two or three cigarettes and come back, welcome back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rita was hot. She had a great lower lip, too. So
let's see what else is happening. Oh, I wanted to, do you have any shout-outs you wanted to do?
Just shout out to Dana Lou and all the other guests who come back and forth into the chat room. And other than that, no.
Yeah. Well, I want to do my standard shout out to my BFF and the biggest LSU fan in the world, the Warrior Cat, that big Arkansas LSU game coming up on Friday. And a shout out to my new friend from Twitter. This Diva Duval, who got some great news today and a great opportunity in her life, and she's going to take advantage of it. So congrats to that. And she's a big Arkansas fan, so go Hogs.
Go Hogs.
Ooh, pig silly. And shout out to Ryan Braun, who won the National League MVP yesterday, Milwaukee Brewers. Outfielder, left fielder.
Yep.
And wins the MVP and goes in, reaches Jewish sports star immortality.
That's right.
Not that that was the highest bar to ever clear. But he has done it now.
Yep. After 45 years, someone is finally filling the shoes of Sandy Koufax.
Exactly. That's what I thought yesterday. I thought, let's see, Sandy Koufax, Ryan Braun. That's it. That's the list.
And I'll tell you what,
Sean Green was not a bad player for a while.
No, he wasn't.
He kind of faded away. About the time they started testing for steroids, I'm not saying anything.
No, of course you're not.
Making any accusations.
Of course you're not. I will tell you what, I saw an interview on ESPN with Ryan Braun. And he is very well-spoken and seems like quite a nice man, which
absolutely.
Was nice.
Absolutely. Yep, he is. He's an excellent, excellent baseball player.
Yes, he is.
So, all right.
So there you have it. Since this is a random show, all our guests in the chat room, you can call in any time. You can discuss the big football feast, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, what your plans are. You can call in at 661 244-9852. Let us know what's on your mind.
Yeah. Oh, hey, and speaking of Jews, I saw this morning that Sarah Silverman is getting a sitcom on NBC. Yes. Wow. It's going to be a show. It's playing a woman who just got out of a long-term relationship and is trying to adjust to single life. So, at least it's an original idea, right?
Yes. Since it involves Sarah Silverman, it would be better if it, instead of NBC, it was on Cinemax.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, a little late night Sarah Silverman show on Cinemax would not be.
That never hurt anyone.
Yeah, except that those are usually on late Friday nights, and yeah, she can't.
That's right. Very good.
So, all right. So, are you going to hit the Black Friday sales?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, I am in a way. I have my own version of Black Friday. As you know, even though I am a numbers guy, somehow I'm always strapped for cash. So what I do is go to the more well-to-do apartment complexes in the city on Friday and go through their dumpsters, see what the rich people have thrown out, kind of gather it up, clean it up, put a name tag on it. And I'm all set.
There you go. And you can, and then of course you go around to those same neighborhoods the morning or after Christmas to see the boxes, to see what all they've gotten, so you can make note of it and see what they're going to be selling in their garage sale in the spring.
Or see what I might want to look at when they're not at home. Because I'll tell you what, one day, this was about a month ago, I usually go and take Rhino to school on Tuesday mornings. And I was early one day, so I drove around my old neighborhood, you know, around the house that I used to own.
Uh-huh.
And up the street, it's always trash day on Tuesdays. And this house had set out a box with this that used to contain a very nice 50-inch plasma TV. And I'm thinking maybe that's not something you want to show the entire neighborhood or people passing
by. Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. Because when you saw it, this went off in your head.
Yep.
So you can imagine what... And you can imagine how people with more nefarious ideas
uh-huh.
react.
They were saying, score!
They were marking that down as a place to hit.
And since we mentioned that, as always, just another public service from IWS. With the
Absolutely.
Holidays coming up and whatnot, you might want to not do that.
Yep. Don't want to give people, you know, with bad intent an opportunity.
That's right.
And we've successfully run off most of the guests from the chat room.
Well, we're good at that. You gotta,
so we've got that going for us.
We like to play to our strengths.
Yep, but that's okay because their stats counted anyway. Take that. I'm sure most of them will come back and listen in archives.
Oh, I know. Of course.
They were just there for a minute just to show some support, show a little love.
Maybe they were nervous that they thought maybe we'd shout out their guest number. Hey, 18076.
Yeah,
looking hot today.
Get their guest number. You can steal their identity.
That's right. So, what time's Thanksgiving taking place?
We're probably going to go with early afternoon, probably like 1:30-ish.
Yes, that's good.
Going to put the turkey in. I don't know. The turkey should take around, 2.5 hours, as we were discussing the other day. It could take up to 3. I don't know. It's difficult. Never done this before, but We get that in around, say, 10:30. Should be done around 1. Set it out, maybe 1:30, set it out, let it stand for a bit. Throw
rest.
The...
Rest. It needs to rest.
And because it's all excited. And let the juices redistribute.
That's right.
And throw the asparagus and pea casserole in the oven. Let it heat through. It won't take very long. Throw the rolls in. Reheat the stuffing if it needs to be heated up a little bit. Mash the taters. And ta-da!
Sounds very good. We always have a problem with rolls here in the Bagwine Digs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, Schmoop's always in charge of the rolls, you know, because they're easy. however, she has a problem with the rolls. Either she'll forget that we have them and doesn't put them in, or she'll put them in the oven and forget that she put them in the oven.
Yeah, that could be a problem. Well, I've got these little brown and serve rolls.
Well, that's what I'm talking
get in
about.
In the bread section, you know, I mean, it's we're talking literally 6-7 minutes. Just put them in there, heat them through. That's it. Hell, you don't even have to do that. You could just eat them right out of the package if you had to.
You mean you don't put an egg wash on the top of your rolls? You got to use an egg wash, Jay. It gives
no,
them
they're already browned.
Yeah, but you spread a little egg on top, gives them a nice shine. Oh,
how about butter?
No, it's got to be egg.
Oh, okay. See, I've never done this before. I don't know these rules. And now that I know that that's a rule, I'm going to break it.
And I see the lovely Ms. Knight has come into the chat room.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So welcome to Ms. Knight.
And I think
checking in from New York City.
Yeah.
And what did she say she was bringing to the Thanksgiving feast? It was, I'll be honest with you, not the most enticing thing I've ever heard.
What's that?
She is going to bring, hold on, I'm getting there. She is bringing the truffle goat cheese cauliflower gratin.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I tell you what, if I was at that Thanksgiving feast, I would eat it because she brought it.
Yeah, of course you would. Or you would pretend to eat it and put it in your napkin that was on your lap.
Feed it to the dog under the table.
Uh-huh.
No, I would because, you know, I'm a good guest.
That sounds like something you would take. That's
another coughing fit. Oh, there he is.
Yes. Sounds like something you would take to a goth Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's a little different. And Knight in the chat room says, oh, you would eat it. And you're probably right. You're probably right, mainly because she would make me.
You know, I don't know why, but I just had this disturbing vision of you in a diaper.
No, you just ruined everything. You just ruined everything.
Oh.
Fuck it, we're done.
However, people could help us get this vision out of our heads if you called in at 661-244-9852. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I bet that would. Yeah, but I'm not going to go Senator David Vitter and put on the diaper and do the baby routine.
It was just when you said she'd make me eat it. It just... Okay, I'm better now.
Okay.
Pretty traditional here tomorrow.
Yep. About what time are you guys planning on?
Well, we'll eat late. We'll cook everything early and not eat until probably 8.
You know, I noticed you do that. You go to the you go to Burger King and you get all that stuff, and then you come home and put it in the fridge.
Right.
And what because, is up with this? Do you not like hot foods? Do you not like foods that have just been cooked?
Well, no, because it interrupts cocktail hour.
Which all sophisticated people
off,
enjoy.
This will cocktail hour will last from 11 to 8.
And you will then eat and collapse on the couch and go to sleep, right?
Or something like that. Or play Drunken Brave and the Pilgrim's Wife. That would be a nice night. In fact, when you talk about us bring food home and eat it later, I think the last time I brought food home and we ate it as soon as we got it, and it was when the lovely Ms. Dana was here, and we came home with donuts on a Sunday morning, and Shmoop, Dana, and I stood around and ate donuts and drank beer at like 10:30 in the morning. So there you go.
Breakfast of champions right there.
That's right.
Yeah, of course, that is the that is one of the very important things you have to deal with on Thanksgiving Day. What time to start drinking?
Yes.
Of course, when normally on Thanksgiving I would be in, as I've said, I'd be in lovely and exotic Omaha, Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
And we normally up there at my sister's we would get up and have. Maybe some bacon and some eggs for breakfast. And then we would eat the Thanksgiving dinner late afternoon, like an early dinner type thing. Kind of like the old folks do, you know, the early bird special.
Like they do every day of the year.
You're right. You're right. And with our bacon and eggs, we would have mimosas.
All right. So very good.
Champagne and orange juice. And,
mm-hmm.
Everybody would have one, and then another, and then my brother-in-law and I would have a third, and then we'd be ready to help out. So, and then of course you've got your wine with the meal, and
yeah, oh,
and then you have your after dinner wine, maybe a white wine, a Riesling. Something
yes.
like that to have with your apple pie.
Yes.
Or pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
And then a nightcap. While you're watching the end of the 49ers versus the game on NFL Network. Or watching it illegally online. If you don't get not that I would advocate such activities.
No, of course you would. I'll tell you what, now that you mention wine, I've got some really bad news. The distributor who supplies this area with certain wines, they are out of Wild Irish Rose.
You know, that is very unfortunate. I can't believe they did not anticipate the holiday run on that people would be serving Wild Irish Rose with their Thanksgiving dinner.
I know, and I'm very upset. Now I'm actually starting to shake as I talk about it because I brought the last pint that the beer mine had home with me last night, and it was very good.
Oh. You may have to, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do.
I don't
some Boone's Farm?
I was thinking about going up to the hardware store and getting some Sterno. I don't know if that goes with white meat or not, though. But I'll give it a try and report back.
Okay. You run down to the convenience store, the gas station, and get a bottle of Mogan David 2020. It's right next to the motor oil.
Yeah, but it just doesn't have the kick that the rest has.
No.
The MD's only 13%, whereas the Wild Irish Rose is 18%.
Yeah, that's some weak ass shit.
I know. I'm a snob when it comes to wine.
And you got the and Thunderbird. You can grab just some Thunderbird.
Yeah, but I don't even see that around here much anymore. And then I would be all distraught. Do I go with the blue label or the red? I never know which one.
Yeah. And Knight says that she would have FedExed you some overnight had she known that you guys were running out of the rose.
Well,
and she would have, too,
that.
Because she's a pretty thoughtful person.
I know she is. And her just stating that and having the thought of that is intoxicating enough. Ha-ha! Even full of Dayquil, I am Mr. Smooth.
Yes, you are. Even if your phone went out on you for a second there, I think. Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll just be a day full of Steel Reserve then for you.
Well, I could do that. That's not bad. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And that's more American, more traditional, you know, beer.
Yeah. Yeah, and right after the show, I need to send you a picture. I took a screen grab of the wire, the crackhead sitting there on her couch with a big can of Steel Reserve in front of her.
No, oh, that's beautiful. You told me about that. It would be better to see it.
Yeah.
We have 2 minutes left in the live stream, so if anyone would like to call in before we go to the after show, call in at 661-244-9852.
Yeah, it's looking like people are just going to make you tough it out the whole way without any help other than me, Matt.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, despite all the good things we've said about people.
I know.
You know, and it being that time of year, that, you know, that joyous, happy, care about your fellow man time of year. But the NFL is serving us up some good games on Thursday.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to the Packers and the Lions.
That is going to be the game of the day. That'll be the early game, kicking off at 12:30 Eastern.
Yeah, and for once, the Lions playing on Thanksgiving is not a joke.
Nope, they're not the turkey this time.
No. They're not the Packers, but they're not bad.
Yeah, that could be an intriguing matchup. And then, of course, the Dallas-Miami game is the one you'll just have on in the background while you're feasting.
Yes.
If you hear there's been a touchdown, you'll look up real quick to see if it was one of your fantasy football players that scored or your opponent.
I know. Although I think I'm making some changes again.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I know.
Here we go. I offered you a trade. You appear to have decided against it.
Well, that's because I play you the last game of the season.
And you're just sure that Darren Sproles will, like, light it up that day, aren't you?
I'm sure he will if I trade him to you.
Yeah, but then again, since I'm the one doing the trading, Marquez Colston, they do the exact same thing.
I know.
But we're heading for the after show here, so thanks to everybody who's listening to the live stream.
Yep.
Thanks for taking
Dana. Thanks, Knight.
Yep. We're taking some minutes out of your very, very busy day. to share with us. Thanks for listening, y'all. Yeah, Dana with win number 4 in a row.
Yeah,
she scored 46 points. 46 points.
Yeah.
And she still won, and she's bragging about that.
Well, I would too. A W is a W.
I knocked off the guy in first place.
I know you did.
He now has 3 losses, and 2 of those losses are to me.
And I think the other one is, have I played him twice? I think I beat him once.
I think it's, yeah, I think 2, he's lost twice to me and once to you.
Yeah.
Weird.
And I'll tell you what, I think the one game I always talk about that I actually blew was because I got cute with my lineup against him. And had I just left it the same, I would have won again.
Yeah.
I hate when I do that.
Well, I lost 2 games because of one fateful moment. Sunday, just before kickoff, after Felix Jones had gotten hurt, and they said that DeMarco Murray would start, and I went in there and I clicked add DeMarco Murray, and I was going to drop Felix, and then I thought, he's a rookie, they'll just throw the ball 50 times, and I didn't do it, and I would have won. The next 2 games that I lost, I would have won them both, had I.
That's tough to take.
Sorry, but that's just an unfortunate situation.
And who has DeMarco Murray now?
You do.
Yeah.
And here's the funny part, is that I tried to pick him up on waivers the next week, which, of course, I didn't. Burrow got him, played him 1 week, and then Burrow dropped him for some reason. I got another shot at him on waivers, but you beat me to him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that's okay because I got you back last week by getting the 49ers defense before you could.
Yes, you did. They were 4th on my waiver priority, though.
Oh, well.
But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Being the numbers guy that I am, I saw through the minutia and I picked up the Seahawks last week. 22 points.
There you go. There you go. I also tried to pick up, I think it was Johnny Knox last week, and I wasn't able to get him. Or was it Earl Bennett? One of those two. Chicago receiver. I didn't get him, so I went ahead and just grabbed Percy Harvin. And 15 points from Mr. Harvin.
There you go.
And now Jay Cutler has a broken thumb, and the Bears don't have a QB, so...
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about picking up any of the Bears receivers.
Yeah, yeah. Fate has a funny way of working out for you there.
Fate is a fickle lady.
Absolutely.
Or something.
So, all right. In addition to the NFL lineup on Thursday, there's some excellent college games being played this weekend.
I was just
going to
ask you, because I don't know, who's playing tomorrow college-wise?
Well, the traditional Thanksgiving night Texas A&M game.
Of course.
Which apparently this will be the last one, since A&M is going to the SEC. They're dropping the series.
Yeah.
And, of course, there is the Arkansas-LSU game, number 1 versus number 3 in the BCS.
And that's on Friday.
On Friday afternoon at 1:30 from Death Valley in Baton Rouge.
You know, I won't get to see that one.
Oh.
I know.
That's unfortunate. I'll be watching it, messaging back and forth with Warrior Cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You must have mixed emotions about this game, don't you?
Well, you know what? This is going to work out okay for me. You know, first of all, have already accepted the fact that Arkansas is going to lose this game.
Yeah.
So you know, when it happens, it won't be as devastating as it could be.
True.
And the fact that you know, if Arkansas does win, I'll be happy because Arkansas won. If LSU wins, I'll be happy because Cat will be happy.
Mm-hmm. So, and either way, yeah, whoever wins, one will get to console the other.
That's what I'm hoping for, yeah. And, you know, and I tried to make a bet with Cat.
Oh, my God, I bet you did.
No. I tried to make a bet with her. The bet was that she would come on the show, and if Arkansas won, she would sing the Arkansas fight song on the show.
Uh-huh.
And if LSU won, I would sing the LSU fight song.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the fact that there's about a 97.4% chance of LSU win, she didn't want to take the bet. She doesn't like to risk jinxing the Bayou Bengals, you know. Any little thing she might do to jinx them, you know. And then, so, of course, the only other option would be for her to dress up in an LSU cheerleader outfit. But
you know, and for most people, you would say, that doesn't play well over the radio. But for Jay and I think we would clearly see how she looked.
We very much are able to visualize that.
And we would even be able to describe it to the listening audience.
Yeah. Yes, but we won't because we are decent gentlemen and we don't want to be rude and insensitive or anything like that towards...
Or misogynistic.
Or misogynistic, which we are most of the, which oftentimes we have been, it has been implied that we are that, but certainly not towards such a good and decent and wonderful person as Kat, though.
Yes.
We would not be that way.
No. She's an angel on earth.
That she is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could go, you know, through my Facebook friends and find a few that we might, you know.
Or former Facebook friends like the renowned Sumi George.
Yeah, oh yeah. Speaking of former Facebook friends, a certain person who added me a couple of weeks ago, who is a friend of yours, defriended me.
Really?
Yes. You know who I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
Let's just say she's a friend of yours we'll just let it go.
No, you can't now.
Oh, okay. Her initials are JB. Lives right there in bag one.
Well, you're probably better off.
Yep, defriended me.
I'm sorry. What did you do to her?
It's what I didn't do. I just didn't pay enough attention, I guess.
Oh, well, there you go. I understand that.
These things happen. These things happen. Yeah. It's, you know, not her fault, not my fault, nobody's fault.
No. Just two ships passing in the night.
Yeah.
Fortunately. And safely.
Quickly.
Yes.
Yep. So much for that.
Yeah.
And breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Urban Meyer hired as the new head coach at Ohio State.
I was going to bring that up. It was reported earlier, and now evidently they have confirmation. I hear it's a 7-year, $40 million deal. I know. And the smart money says they're going to announce it Tuesday at halftime at the OSU basketball game.
Well, there you go. Well, the story has been around for, well, of course, it's kind of been inevitable. It's like, you know, people have always known. But a sports blog, an Ohio State sports blog, mm-hmm. actually had the story a couple of weeks ago. And then last Friday, Sports by Brooks, which is a very popular sports website, big sports blog, also ran the story as an exclusive, as if nobody else had had the story or even thought about it, claiming that they had sources, which basically their source was they had read, 11 Warriors and refused to give credit, of course, to anybody else. So,
yeah, of course,
screw them. But anyway, and then they asked Urban Meyer and you should have seen it. It was really amazing. It's during the middle of a football game, he's doing expert analysis. The guy who's doing the play-by-play turns to him and said, "There have been a lot of rumors that you have been hired as the new Ohio State coach." And Urban Meyer looks and he says, "I have not been offered the Ohio State job. I have not accepted the job." And the guy goes, "Okay, then." And that was it. I mean, it was the most legalese crap you've ever seen in your life. I mean, technically, Urban was not a liar there.
No. We worked out all the details and everything, but they didn't offer it to me.
Right.
And I didn't
because
accept.
You can't, right, because Luke Fickell is the coach until the end of the season, and they the school cannot have two head coaches at the same time, so the official offer and acceptance cannot be made until after the last game.
Yes.
Or what have you. So.
Yeah, and I actually feel terrible. Not terrible. It's not like it keeps me up or anything, but I feel bad for Luke Fickell. Yeah, I do, because the guy was thrown into a mess. And I mean, they were speculating when Luke Fickell got hired that he's just sitting in. He's warming the seat for Urban.
Right. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I think the loss at Penn State.
Oh, that's
and the loss to Purdue, I think it pretty much sealed it, though.
Yeah. And speaking of OSU, big game up in the Big House this weekend.
Yep.
I think it's the 105th meeting between the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Michigan Wolverines.
Yep. Go Michigan.
Go Michigan. And I'll tell you what, typically, Jay, I can't stand either team, and I usually root for who is lower ranked, which this year would be Ohio State, of course. But, I just want to see the dagger put into the chest of every OSU fan this year, and this would do it.
Yeah, the coup de grace.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what's funny, after every OSU loss, I'll put up a funny thing on Facebook. I come back an hour later. I've lost 5 friends.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, what are we going to talk about Saturday?
Boy, I don't...
with a minute,
we
a minute
didn't
and
get
a half
to that
left.
Again, did we?
Minute and a half left.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to think about it. We could launch the opening salvo in the war on Christmas.
We could do that. And I wanted to tell you, Christmas officially begins tomorrow night at 10 p.m. as Walmart opens their doors. It's no longer 4 a.m. It's no longer midnight. Now it's 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And remember, folks, in America, you cannot camp out and protest your government, but you can camp out in front of a retail outlet to buy cheap crap made in China.
Exactly. That's very good. Oh, yeah. Whatever the singular title of this show is, it has to revolve around that on Saturday.
Okay.
And I'm sure we'll have jocular Thanksgiving stories to tell.
Oh, undoubtedly. All right, 5 seconds left. It's over.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yep. See you, Jay.